Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Affordable Care Act helps to ensure people who have previously spent time behind bars. Marcia Regenstein, professor of health policy at George Washington University, examines the effects the law may have on both the health and penal systems.
Jails, unlike prisons, typically house offenders who've been detained or arrested, but mostly for nonviolent crime. They're often people who suffer from mental illness or substance abuse and are picked up by the police. Counties, cities, and other localities are responsible for providing inmates with health care while they're in jail. However, most people who have spent time in jail are poor and lack health insurance. They're often released back into the community with some of the same health problems that got them into trouble in the first place. The federal health reform law, known as the Affordable Care Act, provides people who have spent time in jail with health coverage, often for the first time. My co-author Sarah Rosenbaum and I found that about 4 million people who had been in jail will be able to get coverage for disorders such as mental illness under the ACA. If left untreated, such conditions can worsen and can lead to another arrest. The analysis shows that an estimated 1 out of 6 people enrolling in the expanded Medicaid program have spent time in jail, and another 1 out of 10 people signing up for a health plan under the new marketplace exchanges have the same history of a recent stay in jail. Better access to health coverage might help provide these people with the stability they need to stay healthy and out of jail. Our analysis suggests that the Affordable Care Act is an investment that could lead to better health, lower health care costs, and a lower risk of recidivism.
That was Marcia Regenstein of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range.